Blog Talk Radio.
Your presence in this land.
this flame. And God bless you. Welcome to another episode of the Power of Prayer Talk Show. I am your hostess, Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in on today, not only on today, but on every day. You have been a blessing to me, and I pray that we, Apostle Leje, and I have been a blessing to you. I thank each and every one of you for the emails that you have emailed me, and I just realized that I have been on this show for 7 years, and I thank and praise God. October 2013 was the first time I came on, and it was amazing, and it has been amazing ever since. God is doing great and mighty things through this ministry, and I praise God for you all that really takes the time to listen to hear what the Spirit is saying. Also, I will ask you to go to my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. There are some inspirational quotes as well as my online store. There you can patronize the many books that I have written and I haven't finished yet. And you can even get my sermons as well. Also, if you have a prayer request, I do ask you to call in, because right now we are live. After 6 o'clock, we're not live. You have to go to the archives to listen at what we discussed on today. But if you want to call in just to comment, ask questions, or for prayer, you can call 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. Excuse me. And also, if you want us to discuss a topic, because we pray on the topics, we pray and get the topics from the Lord. Whatever the Lord gives, Apostle Leje, he shares it with me. Whatever the Lord gives me, I share it with him. But if God gives you a topic, or you would like us to discuss a topic that you don't understand, please email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That is faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And I will be glad to discuss the topic on air. So, last week we was talking about first fruit and the importance of giving first fruit. If you missed it, I'm telling you, you missed a great time. Apostle Leje had a great revelation. God just downloaded some things regarding that first fruit. And we learned it's just not traditional. We had learned that the first fruit offering, it's not a traditional thing. You can do it whenever God tells you to do it. So I just want you to know that you can go back to the archives and just listen how this here offering is very, very important. Now, on today, we're going to talk about the difference between tithing and the first fruit offering, because we don't want you for to get that mixed up at all. We just want you to know the difference of it and the importance of them both, because remember, we had already talked about it last week about the first fruit offering. So now we're going to just tell you the difference between the two. Apostle Leje, we welcome you on today. I pray that your day has been blessed.
Amen. Amen it has.
Amen. So we're going to just jump right on in, and we're going to talk about the difference between tithing and first fruit offering. And we have discussed about the first fruit offering and what the Lord gave you on last week. So if you want to just piggyback on that, and then we can just roll off into a tithing. So it is open to you, man of God.
Woman of God, we hear many things, and we we have many explanations of what actually the first fruit versus the tithe is. Now, what a lot of people fail to realize is that if you look at the literal term of the first fruit offering, that was really a Jewish feast, and that particular Jewish feast normally took place in the early spring at the beginning of the grain harvest. Typically, if you know you're a farmer, you know that your best garden normally happens in the winter at the beginning of the year. And growing up around a farmer, I understand, growing up around farmers, I understood that that's when one of your best gardens are made, during that particular time. Same way when we look at the first fruit offering versus looking at the tithe, the tithe itself is our covenant. That is something that we honor because that is something we understand we're supposed to do. We have an agreement to do that. The first fruit offering is a principle that we follow, and we follow that principle because it sets the tone for the duration of our year or for the duration of our season. A lot of people want to have the abundance of everything, and they want to have the best of everything, but they do not want to plant. They do not want to acknowledge the first fruit seed. They do not want to break up the ground or off of the ground anything in its nature. So for those of you who think that the first fruit is not important and that all you have to worry about is the tithe, you're wrong, because that's something you have to do. One thing we are told in the world, woman of God, that two things you promise, death and taxes, and your tithe and your offerings is our taxes. But your first fruit offering is what gets you back your tax refund.
All right. I like that. I like that. Your first fruit offering gift. So, man of God, tithing is a requirement for the believer. And some of them don't want to do it because I just don't understand why is it so hard for us as believers to even give God back what, he has asked. And, it goes beyond money because tithing just not money. You can tie your time. You can tie anything. You can tie into a community. But some people will rather tie their time than money. So, man of God, allow let them know the importance of tithing, because some people just do not want to tithe, but then yet they want to enjoy the blessings of God.
Oh, woman of God, you said a mouthful, because the Bible tells us that the blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow. But how about when you're in sorrow and you still petition the Lord for the blessing?
Yes.
A lot of people miss the covenant and they miss the agreement and wonder why they struggle. Is because they're willing to honor certain covenants. They're willing to honor certain things that are inside of the Word of God, but they're not willing to honor others. When you are an actual tither, and when you understand the biblical instructions that involve tithing, it would not have to be a struggle for you. And the reason why it's not a struggle is because you know that tithing is bigger than giving it to the church. Tithing is your discipline. Woman of God, I treat tithes in my house like it's a bill. If you look at the list, my bill listing, on the top of my list, first, say tithe. Reason why is because I believe that if you take care of God first, he's going to take care of you first. and he's going to come see about you. But for those who struggle with paying tithes, notice that's the same people begging for money. Notice that's the same people who are always struggling. And they think when you give them these type of principles and you expound on it and give them this type of teaching, they think you're dispersing a curse on them. But the thing at hand is you're doing that to yourself because you're trying to talk yourself out of doing a biblical principle that has been put in place to honor your discipline and your reverence to God and his laws.
Right. You're so true. And man of God, at the beginning of the year, a lot of preachers and teachers teach on first fruit offering. And some people think after, you know, they are going through a hard time financially and this and that, and then it's been really rough, and they have been taught the mindset, if you give your first fruit offering, now you haven't tithed the whole year, but they figure that if that you give that first fruit offering, you are going to come out of, you know, your financial struggles, your spiritual struggles, and all. They think that a first fruit offering is going to break everything you are going through, when really they don't know. You have been accursed because you haven't been a tithing the whole time like God has told you. So they have the mindset, if just only I give my first fruit offering at the beginning of the year, I don't have to give anymore for the rest of the year. Have you encountered that with somebody, man of God?
Absolutely, woman of God. And you'd be surprised how much of the religious folks that it is who do that. They call it yearly dues. Problem with that is that if you look, and I explained this the other day to a group of people, and they were looking at me so crazy, woman of God, when I got through explaining it, I said, because I'm down for that. I'm down for explaining them tithes and offering, not because I need them, but because I want to be in right standing with God. If you look, woman of God, I was telling them in Israel, when Moses, when the law of Moses instituted the tithes, if you look at that word tithes, it's an old English word that means tenth, if you really look at it. And it means tenth. And what a lot of people fail to realize is that, let's say, for example, you're on a job and you put for 6 months out of the year, you put zero so that they can cut you harder. And then the last 6 months of the year, you put that you have X amount of dependents so they can cut you softer. This is what people are trying to do inside of the church. They're trying to add zero, and they're trying to take that zero and trying to make it stretch and say God is going to honor it, and then turn around once a year or three times a year, four times a year, whenever the first fruit offering is called, they want to jump on the bandwagon. Problem is, I did a teaching with our church one time, woman of God, and the teaching series was for 3 weeks, and it was called Pay Your Taxes. And a lot of people do not fail to realize is that the Bible requires, and it taxes you, not upon just taking your money, but it takes the principle to actually have discipline to tithe.
You have
to understand the fundamentals of why it's important to do economics to tithe, and most importantly, what kind of obedience do you walk in? So people who have a struggle with actually tithing, they'll jump on the mm-hmm. truth bandwagon. I think they'll just begin to slide by because mm-hmm. if you remember with the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to see. People,
yeah.
they want to jump on the bandwagon when it's convenient for them, but then when it really mm-hmm. counts, they don't want to necessarily do it. Same way with those who don't tithe, but they want to get a first fruit offering. They want to give that first fruit offering. They expect God mm-hmm. to do the blessing when they're not paying their taxes.
Oh, yeah. And that's usually how it goes because they want everything the easy way. Because they want everything the easy way. They don't want to give so they can give back. And that's truly how it is. And, man of God, just like you said, you can't think one is more important than the other because they both work hand in hand. And, man of God, last week you had said, you had discussed where some people do it yearly, but you were saying that it is often like how God tells you to give your first fruit. You want to explain that?
I do with the people of God every quarter yes. inside of those, mm-hmm. you know, of those I cover and also inside of our local church. And the reason why I do mm-hmm. that every quarter is because in order for you to expect a harvest or in order
yes.
for you to petition God to send down the rain for stuff to grow, you have to actually
mm-hmm.
till the ground. And again,
yes.
I use the analogy of a gardener. Somebody
uh-huh.
who is an actual farmer, if you know anything about farming, they plant
yes.
four different kind of gardens a year.
Mm-hmm.
There's one you could plant year-round. There's one you can plant every first quarter, every second quarter,
yes.
and every fourth quarter. I
mm-hmm.
teach the people the principle because I teach them to do it every 3 months or every quarter, one
mm-hmm.
of God, because I'm teaching them to keep the ground fertile.
Yes.
And in keeping the ground fertile, you keep yourself in the good graces with God and not only activate your faith, but only activate
yes.
your discipline by stretching yourself
yes.
to give God more than enough of what's his so that he won't forget about you in due season.
Yes. So it all depends on what you want from God and how much
mm-hmm.
you want God to bless you and how you want your relationship to become stronger with him. Because, man of God, some people just think that, hey, I could just get this thing in the kind of way, but it's going to take some kind of sowing. It's going to take sowing and tithing and, you know, just sowing into ministries and just letting people know, especially God, know, hey, I want more. I want more. So at first, because I'd be telling people, because some people, they be coming out the world and they be saying, it's so hard to tithe. And then I tell them, I say, for the first 3 to 4 months, the devil is going to mess with you. He's going to mess with your finances so that
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to tithe. But that's when you got to go past him. And then that's when
yep.
you just got to be determined and say, hey, I'm going to do it anyway. No matter
yep.
what I have to lose, I'm going to do it anyway. So, yes, we have to get a made-up mind. This is not about me. This is about my Savior. And this is mostly about obedience. Obedience
yes.
unto God. What is God telling you? What did God tell you to do? So, yes,
mm-hmm.
we really need to come up in that area because as many believers, they want the blessings of God, but they don't want to obey his covenant word. They just want to bypass all of that. So, man of God, do you have any last words?
Well, God, all I'm saying to the people of God is maintain your covenant, but honor the principles. It's
yes.
very easy. It's very easy to do what's wrong, but it's also
mm-hmm.
very hard to do what's right. Sometimes with that first fruit offering, it'll require some shifting of finances. Sometimes it'll require you missing a meal. But I guarantee you, if you till that ground and you plant in that ground, your desperation alone is going to move God because you actually understand the stretching.
Yes, yes. Woman of God, I thank you so much. I'm sorry, man of God, I thank you so much.
It's okay.
Like you got to stop somebody else. I thank you so much for the revelation and for the knowledge that God has given you. And I pray that everyone know the difference. And I pray that now from this day forward, obey the word of God and watch him shift your life like never before. I'm telling you, tithing and the first fruit offering will overshadow you with the blessings you have been believing God for. Your life will never be the same. Never be the same. Man of God, I find myself, I can't wait to attire because of the fact I want to know what a God is getting ready for to do next. Because
it's
just that thing. Because that tithing, once that you get the rhythm of it, it's going to be so easy. So until next week, everyone have a blessed day. And thank you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless.
God bless you.